Not as much, but it Have to go when the doctor says it's good. Now you put hot I'm a beautiful.
But I ended up dead. Tried hot claws or you took aspirin or something? You keep this coffee all over the place. When I was growing up, but after I was older, I had it. I had it, though. I had them all out. You know I had to go to it. I had all my children. My family. Before I had any trouble. And they never did, my fool. I'm the only one who had teeth cut.
Your mama?
The only one. None of my folks. Because I couldn't remember ever having any trouble with their teeth. And my mother died. I was just so scared. She was close to 400 if she had anything else in my life. No. How old she was. But she had all of her teeth. Had all her teeth.
I didn't know she was a mom.
My mom, so you didn't know it. She had to be old. All her children grown, raised, her grandchildren grew up.
I didn't think about it being that.
My mother was old. Exactly how old she was. She didn't know. So she didn't know.
They didn't keep track of her.
No. Thank you. person taking so long to mount. You see, the Roy family,
he didn't know that. He was dead. He tried to keep him, but she said one day. She heard him calling, crying, and crying out from the yard. If you don't worry about this thing, I'm not doing it. He called this home.
You don't remember those things? I know that when she was born up, when she was 60 years old, she went back her first to one of them back and left me. Well, she had some of his sisters too, going back to her. She got along. They made it somewhere near, so they all got burned and had all his boys, the boys he had, they left for them, got them. He still was kind of rough on
them. Rough on the boys?
He was rough on all of them. Boys, girls, women, you know. The woman has to watch. You see, when him and her first married, I didn't know him. But I was him talking about, you see, her mother was leaving. Her frustration too, and she kept it till she died. Then, Lou's brother man, and he kept him a wife, and then his wife told him, they were not mine, I don't feel like I'm sorry for him, I won't take care of him alone. He had to give him to the nurse, so, he did. But then they had to do a little bit. I don't know what it was in it. And she went to the doctor. It's kind of bad for her. And she had 66. But if I had children and man married me, I'd find out some of these things before I married. Of course, if he didn't want me, he don't want nothing, he didn't want my children, he don't want me. And they help me. I'm all they got to help me. So if you don't want my children, I can do without you. She took them there.
kidding. This looks small. Oh, small. You don't mind looking. Really should be fair. I think fair deal to say that. Really, she was a medical center. She had to be killed. His granddaughter was crazy. She could be screwed. So, he went there and they wanted them good. Take pretty good care of them. They tried to see what they needed. We did. We don't tell him reason for him, reason for you. He's not just my boy at a certain state, and I have seen him, and I don't know him.
Yeah.
Well, he's
don't have any other family except his little boy.
Uh-uh. That's all that she does. Well, you see, oh, and she's just killing and growing. She's pretty strong. She's got her family. Her boy, this is what she is. Got his family. And she's got him, too. You know, she is. To go about her place. You see, that was her baby. That was she was really safe. So her goal is for it. I didn't hear it just one thing she was thinking. He married. They got one child and his wife is going to see. And his wife keeps the favorite of horses. Well, and his wife, they don't get along so well. They separate by the way they get together.
JC?
No, JC's gone.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. Well, yeah, so needed, so. He has hit his wife, but she took him and he was staying down here by the mall.
And Preacher Taylor was, he had a whole nest of them, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had three or four of his sister's children grown up there. As they got grown, they got out for the fall.
He was right,
mm-hmm.
He was right sick of
him. Oh, he was. He was too sick for him. He was a little lucky. You know, I think if you don't be sick, I think that affects the next step. And then stay weak. No, it can't happen, none of it. The most you won't give of these stages of 10 days, cook it as you put the bell at this church. Believe
me. Well, Taylor had so many people watching him, I don't know how he expected it.
I'm glad they got him in foster. That arrested his wife, son. He wouldn't do nothing she asked him to do. He didn't. He was just like mom.
Yeah.
Just like mom. Ever this is life after. He was on sick. Folks at the end, so I probably didn't do anything. You know,
well, I was like, Taylor,
he thinks he knows everything. You see, he has children to come in and probably tell him what to do. That keeps him talking and fussing. So when he ain't there, if she asks him to do something, he fusses her and his wife.
Yeah.
But she's going out. She said, leave. Or not that. Really? She lies with him. Right down to the roof. If you ain't gonna do so and so, you ain't gonna do it, and I ain't gonna let you do it. Well, now his own. And he said that, he said it. And you know he ain't got to do with me. But not his other though. He's not like him. He's kind of like her. Let him have his way. Whatever you say, you'll do.
Yeah.
But you don't say that. Really, man. You'll do it.
He'd stand up.
That's right.
And then he gets popping.
Mm-hmm. If he's been on his way, if you move him, don't mind fighting. And he ain't able to fight now.
But
he talk about it. Talk about it. He really said, he tickles her sometimes. And makes her count. He said, if you go on away from me, don't you tell me that you are just not sticking all beat this devil up. And he starts scuffing, trying to get to his feet. He's going on that store. He's eating that
stuff. He's on his way.
Oh, yeah. He's on his way.
And she wouldn't have done that back a few years ago.
No. But she just likes him, Mr. Miles. She just likes him. The way he just likes him. Knows everything, nobody knows nothing.
That's what I wonder. And it may be that little 10-year-old takes after her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Somebody do you.
He comes right straight down to him. Reverend
Taylor. See, some of it's blood and then some of it's misdoing his duty. Wants him, whatever he wants, he has it. He said things in no business saying, or they just funny.
Yeah.
Huh. You gotta talk about it.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
You know, that makes it bad. But he didn't bother me. Papa didn't bother me. I think at the church sometimes. He was talking to me all over the church. He was talking to me. Sometimes he didn't want to talk to me. I thought he separated from my house 2 days. I make six from mammal to me. These four left me walking and kicking up foot and going on and book trying to pay up the church. Oh, yeah, but left and his granddaddy too. He laughed at him. Had my work then, pushed his back in the wall. Oh, I'm a football elephant.
That way in church.
them checks, and nobody said quit. I tell you to do what it please. That's one thing you are quitting. And they had him ever since he was a baby. Yeah, and he got sold on the groove. So then, Willie called her sick. Gonna take me. Oh. Yeah. She did, I guess. I knew his grandma picked her and looked at his son. She paid. Paid. But she told Willie that Gracie was going to have to take him to court. I can't tell. Take care of him. Get the sun, draw it on your tail. Ask him, you don't believe I shoot you? You also get them children to put that gun where he can get it. If it's cold, he might. He shall say he will. I said, that's soon as you get ready, I'm blow his brains
out. So, just in favor of that?
But that's what you get when you don't testify. You don't tell him it's wrong to do this. You do it. Everything you do is fun.
Well, now, Reverend Taylor chastised his children.
He sure did. But he didn't chastise his boss.
But his children done all right.
But he sure chastised his.
He didn't let them miss the church. He didn't let them prance around in church.
No, sir. Or at home. If he was talking, they was quiet. Even outside. And in church, they knowed how to sit in church and be quiet. Walking around there. But that boy, he did. He's done something. But that church thing. He showed his stand. I think he showed his stand. I think it's funny to y'all now. I said, but it's going to be funny with the tongue about what to do. So you know if he didn't mind, and he might say, before I let him come like that, I'd get all the black off him. It wouldn't be nothing but red. And that's one thing I ain't say about him. My children, yeah, it would give me no trouble.
Yeah.
I raised them all up, ratchet. And so they're shooting out there, they got ratchet.
If you had something waiting for them when they got back to school.
Yes, now this time, yeah, I have. Well, I know all school children are calling when they come home. Mine always did. Now this time, yeah, I bake sweet potatoes. And they come, they give them a sweet potato, give them a candy, and go to their yard. This is what they do at home. You know, all around, old folks' place.
Yeah.
I tell them now, when you come to see them, you do so and so. You do so and so. Well, I didn't have to be there trying to do it. I could tell him I was going away. Going to see when our tonnage was done, if it wasn't done, they were doing on it. The children don't have nothing to do.
Well, now, but other people didn't make that children do what yours did.
No, but they stayed home or stayed somewhere there. I said, honey, I ain't there. I don't want nobody's children to my house but mine. And then I know who's done that. Whole bunch of children get together. You don't know who to blame for. You keep your own home. I don't mind them coming when I'm home. I said, but I don't want nobody's children mixed up with mine when I ain't there.
Yeah.
And he said, that's fair.
Well, even so, death has been mighty easy for yours just to slip out over there with them others.
Oh, yes, yeah, it could have been mighty easy. But they were scared of stuff. They were scared to take a chance on them. They were home, and the other folks kept their children coming.
Oh, did they?
Yes, sir. I didn't have no trouble with nobody's children. Because you see, I tell the tenants, I don't want your children to my house when I'm not there. Then if anything is done, I'll know who done it. And keep your home. I'll keep my home.
And they feel like you did.
That's what. I know it's beneficial. I wouldn't even be bothered with children like that. God is. Now, she was everything. And I see since David ain't dead, they'll come. The boys, they'll come with family friends. They come with family and there. They come. Well, they go right on in the house. Do whatever they want to do. And then, they stay around up in the yard, long to them, find the real beauty. And I ain't had no stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
And I was still like that. When I leave home, I sit my face. And my children said a few. And they got up, you know. Yeah. That's something else I wouldn't have never thought about doing. Letting my children leave me and go to stay with somebody else for them to wait on them when it's my business to do it.
That's one thing you didn't have to put up with.
No, well, I didn't.
Well, run out. These children don't get into trouble.
No. If they do, I don't know. I don't care. It won't be nothing.
They don't cause the law. The law don't have to get after them.
No. If anybody get after them, yeah. Elizabeth would get after David. And Benjamin, he'll get out the town. There's a kind of child in all of them. He can be more here than any man and dad to put together. You tell them to do anything, they're going to be fine doing on it. Oh, see, you know, he'll get him his lamb and get right on it. And I stand in the middle of the road, and there's a yard in here. And I see them, it don't matter.
And won't wait for tomorrow to do it.
That's right. Well, Josh and Buddy, they don't whoop them. for nothing. They don't even testify. Now, I asked a question the other day about babies. You know, babies came to the church. He said that baby took a funny time. He had a misery in his back and a misery in his head. And Lord said to tell me what the doctor said for what time. So he said, I'll see if he was going to last. Some days it's months in the thing. Yes, sir. That don't make more. That don't make the children think too much. I don't believe. They see just like you. You seem so right. Well, she said, she seems like that. And I guess I'll be all right. I'll be all right. You know, sometimes it's hard. This is, you know,
well, that's nice. He don't cause any trouble.
No.
Don't any of doctors go and cause trouble?
No. Not yet.
So they don't have to mess around the jailhouse on account of that.
No, so not yet.
It's the older ones that mess with it. It's the
oh, yeah.
Now, this boy over there, he can't quite keep straight. This is bad for a man.
This is bad for
a man. Yeah,
her
man.
Who? Her
husband.
That's a little bit for
her. Her husband.
Oh, her husband. I don't know what I know it's been there. He just... I bet you if he was... Right now, you got him a can of beer or a bottle of beer. He drinks good.
Oh.
What's that wonder? He can kill him when he got one before. That bull is for. He just like him. He just like it. And just wondering if he's going to be a drunk or plastic.
No, not necessarily.
Well, he drinks his whiskey, but he don't bother anybody.
Bailey?
Bailey, huh? He don't bother anybody.
The law, he don't bother the law?
No. He drinks. He gets full. You go home. Lay down. They don't close the door, he come down and go to sleep.
The Darcy?
Yes.
And Elizabeth knows that's what he does.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he always can do.
Yeah.
Before he married, that's what he done. And she married him, he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, of course, you have it.
is it, what, how does Doris and Elizabeth get, have to mess with the law?
Mm-hmm, with the law.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do they do?
Why do they get to have to fool with the law and the deal?
Well, on account of the children. Now, Doris been there on account of her children. Do something, get in, and she goes trying to get them out of the room and bring them in the book. And Elizabeth been in that too.
Oh, well, just driving too fast.
Yes. You know, Elizabeth had a wreck down here at Bowling. And it was going. And now, when she had this real took care of, came here in danger, was put in the hospital.
Yeah.
She didn't get her to the jail. Huh? But then they down you see him, Mr. Miles, he ain't drinking. Already drinking, he ain't got no to drink, if he ain't the only way at it.
And drive.
And drive. And I never can of him driving reckless. I never heard of him being arrested.
Oh.
But drive. He never took nothing away from me. He was license and nothing. Good life. I tell him sometimes, I said, Bailey, you're the luckiest man I know. I said, you drink all the time and look like you're drunk and you're going where you want to go and stop when you get there. He said, I know how to do it. I said, I know it. You must. It don't cost you nothing.
Well, that's unusual.
That's unusual. But he does it and been doing it for a while. And I guess he'll make a mistake.
Yeah, but he don't just have that.
Well, Elizabeth and Doris will go get him out of jail.
That's right. That's right. If they can. Get so much, please.
They always find people now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hardly go up and ask the policeman which way to go, but he's going to give you a little fine for not knowing. Have any contact with the police?
Me? Who, me? No.
But you don't know what's going on.
No. I don't care nothing about what's going on like that.
Well, they not like they used to be.
What's the police?
Yeah.
that you have business with him?
I've had some. They caught me every time.
Yeah, I don't have no business with him.
Yes, I run off to the ditch down there one day, and they come along and find me.
They come along and find me?
Yeah.
And he just ran off the road.
I ran off the road, got stuck on their own road down there, on the highway.
Yeah.
I run off on the wrong side. If
oh.
I'd run off on the outside,
mm-hmm.
it'd been all right. But I run off on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against the law to run off on the inside. They wouldn't let me pull out myself. They had to call a wrecker to pull me out.
Oh, yeah. You had to pay for that.
Yeah. So I'd have to be hurting mighty bad before I called the police. I remember Miss Liza down there. You know, the water was going down her little lane. The old people were along there one day with the graders. And she got after me and she says, look at how that water's going down my lane. Them people could prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew better, but I stepped out there and was going to ask the man on the grader. What he could do about it. And you know what he done?
What?
He practically run over me.
Yeah.
I was standing there waiting for him to stop so I could ask him, and he didn't stop.
Yeah.
He didn't even see me. He went right on. And I told Miss Liza, she had more influence with the highway people and the police than I did. But that's one thing. About the black people. They think the white people can do things that white people can't do. Why, you run me down. And all I'm going to do is ask them a question. Right there in front of Bessie. Yes. And she was, I know she was sort of what in the world, Mr. Miles and Mr. Miles. He can't even.
He can get out of the road.
He can't even get the road man to talk to the road man. That's where it goes.
Well, the water runs right down in your yard.
Yes, ma'am. When I have bottom.
Well, they don't
even send me in, and I know it. And they know what to do to the road. They know how to do it. So if they want to, they can cut that ditch deep enough so that water would go on or stop in that ditch and go on out.
Yeah.
And they know that better than I do. I don't have to ask them nothing.
It wouldn't do any good.
No, it wouldn't do no good. And I'm best to tell me, well, why don't you get them, tell them to clean that ditch up. I ain't not telling them, I tell them nothing. So I ain't no false minute.
Yeah. That wouldn't do a bit of good. Just all you do is just ups.
Go on like you're going. And like you're getting going. So yeah.
You know, I passed duties yesterday. Down here where Miss Amy used to live, Judy. And it just occurred to me, I never see anybody down there anymore.
You don't ever see nobody there?
I used to see Amy and well, I see several people, Amy and Pickle. I used to stop there. Every day or two, I'd stop and stand there and speak a little bit. I don't see anybody anymore. If I do, I don't stop.
Well, I never go there. Even when I go, I don't stop. Sometimes I feel quiet, and sometimes all the cars go.
Yeah. Now, does she work? Does she work?
Come on, Moody.
Moody, yeah.
She's been working on since this walk was out.
Yeah.
You see, they have Evelyn there. And she's got two children. So she had the most of stuff to take care of Evelyn.
I didn't know about that.
Hmm?
I didn't know about that.
You didn't know this walk of heaven. Woman there. She's blind. Old.
Yeah. But she hadn't got two children.
Hmm?
Is she the one that's got two children?
No, Francis got the children.
Yeah. And this old woman.
And this old woman.
Well, she's been there.
Been there a long time. But she's still there.
Oh, I see. Well, they probably, the welfare probably helps her, don't you think?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, this old lady, she gets a check. Well, in Walker's lifetime, she took care of the children. For the old lady. So now, Nuda takes care of the children. But I've seen her